Basic information. Brand. Mercury. Model. MIBW904999W. Chip. WB2. Vendor. Walmart in December 2020 for about $5. Teardown photos. The plastic dome is glued with some compound to the aluminum base. I had to heat it up with a heat gun, and the dome came off pretty easily. Unfortunately, the LED board is glued with another compound that was not so easy to remove. I use the force and a screwdriver, but this is not necessary. See below. As you see, Think 4. The lamp's brain is a WB2L module. The black IC next to it is a BP1638 driver. This will be important later. I decided to try out Tuya Cloud Cutter, CC henceforth. CC doesn't know this exact model, but knows MIBW932999W. I downloaded OpenBK7231T UG1.1566 bin firmware from the OpenBeacon GitHub. Note the UG, since we will be programming it OTA. It is important to take the right firmware. I then flash the lamp following CC's instructions. After the CC is done, you should see a Wi-Fi network with SSID OpenBK7231T XXX. Follow the setup instructions from OpenBeacon. Connect to the Wi-Fi, open 192.168.4.1. Enter your SSID and password. Enter your MQTT server, if needed. Pin definition. Now comes the fun part. WB2L has 5 pins that can drive the peripherals. It turns out the module is connected to the BP1638CJ driver, located next to it on the main board. Looking at the application diagram, we see that the only inputs it takes are 3 PWM for red, green, and blue. The lamp, as you see in Fink 3 above, has a circle of color LEDs and a circle of white LEDs. The IC on the LED boards has the label BP5711J. I couldn't find a datasheet for that, but found one for CN5711, so it looks like this is the driver for the high-power white LEDs. So all 4 RGBW LED strips are driven by PWM pins of WB2L. After some permutations, I found that P6, PWM0, P8, PWM3, P24, PWM2, P26, PWM1. If you follow this arrangement, the color wheel and Home Assistant will give you the right colors. Make sure to select Flag 3, LED Debug. Show raw PWM controller on WWW index instead of new LED RGB CW etc. picker. Otherwise, the interface will be messed up. Then, I paired the light bulb with Home Assistant using the native OpenBeacon function, and voila, I have a $5 no-cloud lamp.